You're listening to SBS News.
Some former Test cricketers say England need a miracle to win the first Ashes Test at the Gabba in Brisbane. But former Australian spin bowler Shane Warne says the tourists' hopes are not dashed just yet. Australian batter Travis Head kept the pressure on a deflated England on day three. Head resumed unbeaten on 112 on Friday after blasting the third fastest century in Ashes history.
They'll come back fresher and stronger and try and put us under pressure again. So not on the ropes. We've had two really good days. We've got Ian Rye again. It's a long series and continue, I guess, the momentum that we have currently and then try not to let that go.
Travis Head did just that, returning to the crease on a mission, motivated to put his team in a commanding position.
Oh, Travis Head takes him on down the ground and gets it all the way. Oh, a statement immediately.
That is the thanks for coming, isn't it?
Oh, there's the statement to the talisman for England. Just hit him back over his head for six.
Mitchell Starc did his best to support Head, but he got caught out on 35 runs.
Goes again, catch it's the call, man, settling underneath. And taken, Rory Burns. What a relief for that man. A second wicket for Chris Wokes. And finally, a bit of relief for England.
Nathan Lyon came in and managed 15 runs, but spliced a pull shot attempt and got caught. Josh Hazlewood managed to stabilise the situation to allow Travis Head the opportunity to get to 150.
But what an innings from Travis Head. Australia all out, 425.
That's a brilliant innings from Travis Head. He's happy with his 150. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, oh, it's nice to do the job. So it's been a good morning. Yeah, as you say, relax and try and play as I see it. Disappointing not to get a few more at the end there, but it is what it is.
To put Head's score into perspective, England managed 147 runs as a team in the first innings. Head scored 152 on his own. Australia ended their first innings with a 278-run lead. England opening batter Rory Burns was bowled LBW, but he reviewed it and survived.
Tries to go straight, hit in front. They like it, given! Umpire Paul Rifle. Mitchell Starc wasted no time homing in on those stumps. A couple of teasers outside and Burns is going to refer it.
A player review for LBW. Original decision is out. Can we start with the front foot, please? Wickets is missing. Love to get you to change the decision to not out, Paul. I'll let you know when you're on screen.
That is a wonderful referral there by Rory Burns. He survives.
David Warner left the field with bruised ribs and Jai Richardson replaced him as a substitute fielder. In the stands, a catch of a different kind.
This is Robin Nett. Rob's in the Barmy Army. That's, of course, an Aussie.
And away from the Gabba, Cricket Australia is set to lock in a venue for the fifth Men's Ashes Test, with Hobart still considered the front-runner. The series finale was to begin in Perth on January 14, but Cricket Australia was forced to shift the final test elsewhere because of Western Australia's border restrictions. If Hobart is selected, it would be its first test match there since 2016. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News. We'll be right back.